With my news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines: concerns raised over youth alcohol abuse. Clergy urges youth not to be used as political carters. In international news, death toll from Ethiopia floods rises to more than 100. And in sports, coach confident ahead of Nkana clash. And other news in detail. A concerned resident of Lusaka has expressed worry over the excessive consumption of alcohol by some young people during Youth Day celebrations, warning that the trend could have serious consequences for the future of the nation. Speaking during the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, the resident says the celebrations have increasingly been characterized by heavy drinking, which often leads to violent behavior, insults, and other forms of misconduct among the youths. The resident noted that such actions place many young people at risk, adding that some have ended up in hospitals while others have lost their lives due to alcohol-related incidences during the celebrations. The resident has, however, also commended the youths who chose to celebrate Youth Day in a responsible and positive manner. The leader of the United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, Charles Chanda, has called on the government to do more to support farmers in Kasemba district of Northwestern Province. Mr. Chanda says the region is working hard to feed the country. He claims that in the last 2 weeks alone, more than 1,000 trucks have left the local food reserve urgency depot, carrying maize and other crops to the rest of the country. He described the achievement as proof that Kasemba is now the nation's food basket.
We have 10 provinces, and the production of maize varies from province to province. I believe that if government can work out a program on how to reward our hard-working farmers, give them some incentives, I believe if we did that, people will even work extra harder. I'll give a good example. I've observed that this year, the Kasempa FR depot has not rested. In the past 2 weeks, we have had over 1,000 trucks leaving with full capacity, loaded with maize. So the Kasempa region, indeed, it is the current Zambia's breadbasket.
The Zambia Research and Development Center has paid special tribute to the Center for Environment Justice for its unrelenting advocacy and commitment to social justice and environmental protection. Center Director of Research, Dr. Chisala Walia, stated this during the official signing of a partnership agreement between the center and CEJ in Lusaka. Dr. Walia notes that the partnership brings together two institutions with complementary strengths in research, innovation management, social entrepreneurship, capacity building, environmental advocacy, climate justice, and community development.
This is not a minor achievement. It is a testament to the vision and dedication of the institution's leadership, particularly the board chairman himself, Dr. Sloan, whose foresight has guided ZRDC to remarkable growth and position itself as a beacon of innovation. Equally, I wish to commend the Executive Director of the Center for Environment Justice for her determination and vision leadership in building one of Zambia's leading organizations. Under stewardship, CEJ has become a strong voice for climate action, natural resource governance, and human rights, while evolving into a respective think tank conducting research on climate change, mining, water security, biodiversity conservation, as well as sustainable development.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice CEJ Head of Research Christopher Mwanga expressed gratitude for the partnership. Dr. Mwanga states that CEJ brings experience in governance, human rights, water security, and publications to the collaboration. Kasama Taxi Drivers and Motorbikes Association President Kelvin Mwila has expressed concern over the rising number of motorbike riders being arrested. Mr. Mwila says more needs to be done to create designated parking slots for motorbikes in Kasama Town to prevent riders who are mostly youths from being impounded for wrong parking. The association president has also welcomed the 3 months ultimatum given by the Road Transport and Safety Agency RTSA in Kasama for motorbike riders to register themselves, acquire training and buy safety helmets.
Tengo para ver onda, ni onda, ninji temo sana, o que tu tienes temo na onda. Onda es un cuicara. No me fue onda es un cuicara. Chile fue gacha con cubati. Tu con que amado, amas fundi a pamuseo. No fundi a pamuseo, na efa katu ya con que sana. Zaidi ngamu chumu na mtauni, mtauni tu aisha mo na ba traffic. Ngabasanga si muntona parking, onda bare imia si onda ba senda. Mlandoa kwa te rangi. Tema rangi na ba kuwata tuko tuma park station tuma car station tuko kuwati bari sunga mo tuma onda bakulo ngri yangu mdomo na ba customer so ndera ndaka ma onda na moto kaya ni asimki na abaru mendo na ba license baru baru ama moto kana ina amare bay refai kwa sana saba tukaka ba tukaka sana ba driver tu aku chifungo kama ndoa amare bay pande nchi ba itu kira po tuko kuwata amare bay mukasa mama.
Church News. Eklaiji has called on young people in the country to avoid being used as political cadres during the forthcoming general elections. Speaking on the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, Apostle Mapalo has urged youth to remain vigilant and not allow politicians to manipulate them for political gain. He says young people should reflect on what happened during the previous administration when many youths who actively participated in political activities were allegedly abandoned after the Patriotic Front lost power. He has further encouraged the youth to pursue meaningful opportunities such as seeking employment in the country's defense and security forces instead of being used as tools by politicians.
You plenty is a chukam power. There was a many one to Zakuma. There's one about who and then he come up with Zira. So I pass a Gukani pencil, Momokas, Mamay, Basako seven the same this year, Bakani Ren, follow us and Zabao, Basan Zabao, not him, Uzaf, Uzenda Zero, that's one of Sika. On animal and absent animals, so many of PF, but to tell you are doing nothing. This year, Osa Yesa, Osa Panga. We are one people, 72 straight, one people, one Zambia, one nation, and Makon 20, but 20.
Agriculture News.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia has affirmed that no one is